This is Jim Petzer, your host on Authentic News, right here on RBN Live, this 18th day of September, 2024. U.S. State Department and Biden-Harris regime desperately trying to ignite World War III before the election. Station gossip reports. The final and most serious of Moscow's red lines was crossed this week after the United States decided to allow Ukraine to use weapons it and other Western nations donated to strike targets deep within Russian territory. Washington's plan, according to Congressman Michael McCaul, is cited by Axios journalist Julie Grace Bufka, is to lift all restrictions on Kiev's use of U.S.-provided Army tactical missile systems. Biden has confirmed Washington is working that out now. Pretty much all the other major Western nations are in agreement that crossing Putin's infamous red lines is both permissible and reasonable in light of the deep state assets and criminal schemes, human trafficking, for example, protected by Ukraine's very existence. Checking the date here, this was from today. It seems to me to be inconsistent with the declaration yesterday. I reported that NATO had withdrawn permission to do it. Up until now, the West has merely been sending Ukraine the weapons, letting Zelensky do with them as he wants, so long as he doesn't use them to strike deep within Russian territory. This changed after Zelensky threw a hissy fit and demanded he be allowed to use all his new toys where Putin told him not to. Insane. So far, the U.S. has given Kiev about $200 billion or more in funding and military equipment and weapons, a lot of which had been devoted to chateaus for him and his wealthy friends. Meanwhile, the Truth Seeker reports Kremlin is explaining the Russian army expansion. Russia's decision to expand its military was taken due to the current hostile environment, no doubt, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov has said. Monday, President Putin signed a decree to boost the number of personnel in the armed forces to almost 2.4 million, including 1.5 service members. The move is motivated by the number of threats that exist for our country alongside our borders. The environment is extremely hostile for Russia in the West and unstable in the East, a situation that requires appropriate measures, no doubt. Meanwhile, Wu Wei report, JP, tells us there has been a hit. Let's listen to what he's got.
Northern Hemisphere. So that's pretty bad. But if you want to stay healthy, young, and lose weight, multiply that times 8. That's 4. Hey, all JP and Max here to do a quick Wu-Wei. Lots of activity going on. There was a major strike, long-range cruise missile or hypersonic. I'm not sure what it was, but it took out a big manufacturing facility around east of the Kursk region, deep in Moscow territory. So that's crossing the red lines. The United States kind of backed down. Blinken was told by butthead Biden to not use long range. So it must be NATO, Bauer. You know, the first name of the Rothschilds was Bauer. He's now the head of NATO. Rothschild, Bauer, Bauer, Rothschild, same thing. You know, I used to like those Bauer roller skates and roller blades, and they made good products, but I found out they're part of the Rothschilds. Well, that's a different story. Ready, Max? Yeah.
So we'll find out whether this has repercussions. I expect it will. Russia is going to have to retaliate. Nice distinction JP made that it wasn't the U.S. in this case, but NATO. Russia will do something. Meanwhile, the Lebanon pager attack. Israel's terror playbook strikes again. This is really rather horrifying. Well, I gather the Mossad is overjoyed. What have we had happen Tuesday? hundreds of handheld pagers used by members of the Lebanese armed group Hezbollah simultaneously exploded across Lebanon, killing at least 12, including two children. Nearly 3,000 others were wounded, many of them critically. No one has claimed responsibility for the operation, but it's not hard to guess. Israel, a nation that specializes in terrorism, selected Arab civilian populations under the pretense of fighting terror. Since October of last year, the same nation has busted itself carrying out genocide in the Gaza Strip. Officially, more than 41,000 Palestinians have been killed, but the true death toll is likely many times higher. I agree 100%. Many times higher. Meanwhile, Israel's war on Gaza alive, 14 killed here at St. 450. That had to be an earlier report. Yes, the number was vast. Israel, according to the Truth Seeker, did not tell the U.S. before the Hezbollah pager attack. Officials have said Israel didn't inform the Biden admin ahead of its intelligence op, including exploding thousands of Hezbollah members' pager devices, two U.S. officials told Axios. Why it matters. The explosion killed at least 9, including child wounded here at 2,750. The earlier number, the higher number, no doubt is correct. Among them, many members of Hezbollah and its military units. The U.S. was not aware of this operation, was not involved, U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said, adding the U.S. is still gathering information about the explosions in Lebanon. The operation also shut down a significant part of Hezbollah's military command and control system. Hezbollah accused Israel of conducting the attack and pledged to retaliate. Israeli officials said they are aware a major escalation on the northern border is possible after the attack and set IDF on high alert for a possible response. Driving the news, the operation was approved earlier this week during security meetings with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and senior members of his cabinet and the heads of the security services. It took place a day after U.S. envoy Amos Hochstein visited Israel and warned Netanyahu of the consequences of a major escalation in Lebanon on Tuesday. Netanyahu and Israel's Minister of Defense, Yoav Gallant, spent hours at the IDF command center in Tel Aviv. Between the lines, the Israeli security cabinet decided Monday night to update the goals of the war to include the safe return of displaced Israelis to their homes on the border with Lebanon. Israel will continue to act to implement its goal, the prime minister's office said. The decision to update was meant as a signal that Israel is going to turn its attention from Gaza to the Lebanese front. Behind the scene, a source with knowledge of the issues at Israel conducted the operation in order to take its fight against Hezbollah into a new phase while attempting to still not escalate to the level of all-out war. Israeli op was aimed at undermining Hezbollah's confidence, creating a feeling in the ranks of the militia that it's totally penetrated by Israeli intel services. They said Israeli intelligence assessed ahead of the op that Hezbollah would likely retaliate with a major attack against Israel, no doubt. Whether they thought about other ramifications, namely distrust in any device now that's manufactured by Israel, where there's now been a second wave. I'll be reporting more details on tomorrow with walkie-talkies. Why would everyone ever have an Israeli device when it could be loaded with explosives? I think the interest in or enthusiasm for any electronic devices made in Israel is going to plummet. And deservedly so. And apparently that includes a wide, wide range of electronic devices. I have heard the story that these pagers were manufactured in Taiwan, but then sent to Hungary where the explosives were added and then transported to Jordan for distribution to Hezbollah. In any case, very nasty. You had a pager in your pocket, you might have had your package blown off. If you were listening to it or by your head, have your brains splattered. Bad, bad, bad. Meanwhile, 42 years ago, the Sabra and Shatila massacres took place. Responsible statecraft reports. After nearly a year of U.S. presidential frustration with Israel's conduct of the war in Gaza, it seemed appropriate to recall another time when Israel defied Washington in another bloody conflict in which Palestinians were the principal victims. This week marks the 42nd anniversary of the massacres in the Sabra and Shatila refugee camps in West Beirut, carried out by the Israeli-backed Christian Phalangist military. Estimates of the number of Palestinian and Lebanese slaughtered during the roughly 36-hour rampage range from 700 at the low to more than 3,000, almost all of them civilians, the vast majority women, children, and elderly. It's their way. No wonder Israel has become the most despised nation of the world, along with its ally, the United States. Meanwhile, Taiwan, drawn into Middle East politics after the deadly pager blast in Lebanon, Taipei. Taiwan's crucial tech industry had been unwittingly drawn into Middle East politics after revelation thousands of exploding pagers used to kill members of Hezbollah were manufactured using the branding of a Taiwanese firm. Taiwanese tech company Gold Apollo Wednesday denied it had manufactured the Air 924 model pagers that exploded en masse in Lebanon, saying they'd been made by a European country named BAC through a licensing deal. According to the agreement, we authorize BAC to use our brand trademark for product sales in specific regions, but the design and manufacture of the projects are entirely handled by BAC, Gold Apollo said in a statement. We only provide brand trademark authorization, have no involvement in the design manufacture of this product. Good for them. I do not believe this is going to enhance Israel's reputation with the world. Meanwhile, here we have a report, Israel's terrifying European plot.
Prices are just too
high. But, of course, we got to get there. And we know that's a challenge these days where political advertising has become ubiquitous. You can hardly open any video this day. Today, without being encountering several, not just one, several.
This alliance between Israel and the far right isn't just a threat to Muslims. It is the biggest threat to Jews living peacefully around the world. For some time now, Israel has had a strategic policy of courting the extreme right, the far right, fascist right in Europe. And it's been going on for so long, and it's been done in such a systematic way that it's not an accident. The prospect of the far right coming to power in a serious way in Europe is being treated as a golden opportunity by Israel and its secret services and its Department of Strategic Affairs to influence decision makers at the highest level in Europe. Sometimes Israel goes too far and actually plants an agent in foreign government. And this was the case of Gideon Markesar, who was Gerhard Wilders' candidate for deputy prime minister and immigration minister in the Netherlands, until the Dutch secret services blocked it over concerns that actually he worked for what they called a foreign intelligence service, but actually what they meant was Mossad. And it's obviously going too far. But they're thinking of the next step of the replacement of the current centrist liberal democrat governments in Europe with a new far right, which they would have contacts in each far right government. You know, they're thinking several decades ahead. This is Israel's response to a whole bunch of nations now all joining in and recognizing a Palestinian state. But long before this, Israel has been fostering relations with the extreme right in all of these countries. Gerhard,
They are ambitious and they do think far ahead. I think there is no doubt. Meanwhile, Israel's conduct in the war will consume us all. Report again from responsible statecraft. Hamas terrorists were responsible for the death of 1,139 Israelis, mostly civilians, on October 7, 2023. That is false. The Israeli government was responsible for over half of those deaths, I have no doubt. The Israeli government was fully within its right to bring the terrorists to justice. Yes, it had been done in a proportionate way, but what they did, of course, having aggravated the number by their own use of Apache helicopters to kill civilians, was to use it as a pretext to slaughter the Palestinians in Gaza. During the one-year mark of Israel's resultant war against Hamas, Israeli PM Netanyahu may now be an impediment to peace rather than providing a path to it. Duh. No one can question Israel's right to seek justice for Hamas bloody massacre on 10/7, and few challenge Washington for providing military support to Israel as it seeks to publish Hamas. No, I disagree with that. It's so grossly disproportionate. It's a clear violation of international law. Plus, Palestine is an occupied territory, and those who are in control have obligations to the population to protect them, not to kill them. This is just outrageous. Meanwhile, meet the hate crime commissioner of the new normal Berlin, Zero Hedge reporting. The column you're about to read is a hate crime, we're being told, or rather an alleged hate crime. We're still sorting the distinction out in criminal court, or rather, we're about to sort it again on September 30th in Berlin's Superior Court. We already sorted it out once in January in district court, why it was summarily acquitted, following which for a few weeks it wasn't a hate crime. But the hate crime commissar of New Normal Berlin wasn't happy about the verdict, so she appealed to have it overturned, whereupon it became a hate crime again, or an alleged hate crime, or whatever it is currently. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and re-perpetrate my hate crime or alleged hate crime, or whether its legal status actually is at the moment. I want to get that out of the way now, so I don't go off on a tangent and forget to do it later. If you don't be a party to that, this would be the time to click away. Still with me? Okay, here comes a hate crime. There you go. That's my hate crime. Those two tweets from 2022 criticizing the COVID mask. I'm not going to bother translating them again, going after the details. I've done that ad nauseum. That's only so much repetition my regular readers can take. If you're unfamiliar with the background, you can read about it here and here and here and here instead of reciting all the details like the late Lenny Bruce reading his trial transcripts on stage, which I promise I was really going to try not to do. Let me introduce you to Frau Ines Karl, the hate crime commissar of New Normal Britain. That isn't a real title, of course. Her official title in German is Oberstaatsanwalt. Oh, wow. A longy, a goodie. We'll be right back.
Younger, so much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, days I'm gone. Not so self-assured. Now I find, I've changed my mind, I'll open up the door.
Get More Tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get More Tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get More Tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, mowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it. Contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine. Reduce your emissions and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A five-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Here's a report that I personally find refreshing. The Republic of Georgia has passed restrictions on restrictive anti-LGBT laws. Lawmakers in Georgia have approved in a third and final reading restrictive new laws curbing LGBT rights, allowing for bans on cultural events such as pride marches and a vote boycotted by the opposition, underscoring a dramatically polarized political landscape ahead of national elections in October. A group of protesters outside the Parliament building in downtown Thessaly on September 17th held signs decrying the draft legislation is ignoring the real problems of Georgian families. The package of legal changes, which came under the title of On Family Values and Protection of Minors, amends 18 current laws, including on free speech and expression as well as broadcasting, allows for bans on gatherings that promote the notion of a person identifying as a gender other than his or her biological sex or same-sex orientation or relationship. Now, I'm all for freedom of speech, but I do think the whole gay pride thing has gone way out of whack. Having a pride month when we only have a day for veterans, that's a lack of balance and values. I find it rather insulting. In any case, I'm open to differences of opinion about this, needless to add. I'm a free speech guy. Meanwhile, John Rappaport, always savvy, gives us information about Ryan Ruth, which is really very disturbing. The would-be assassin has an extensive criminal history. He was arrested more than 70 times from 1996 to 2014. In 2002, he was convicted of possessing a fully automatic machine gun after a standoff with police in North Carolina. Time in prison for that conviction? According to press report, no time, zero, zip, nada. He was placed on probation. What? In fact, for the 70 charges and conviction for bad checks, receiving stolen goods, drugs, weapons, vehicular violations, Ralph apparently received either a total of no time or a very minor amount. I can't find out which. Either way, it makes no sense. And that's a major red flag. What the hell was going on with this guy and his relationship with law enforcement all these years? And, oh, by the way, the charge of possessing an automatic machine gun is called possessing a weapon of mass destruction. That's how serious courts and judges consider it. Plus, Routh resisted arrest at the time, and yet no prison sentence, only probation. Okay. So this guy is a special person, very special. Was he specially connected to big-time people, to some federal agency that had plans for him? Then we had Routh's effort to recruit men from various countries, including Afghanistan, to fight for Ukraine. In the Legion, a military group connected to Ukrainian ground forces, and his apparently close ties to the Ukrainian military. Independent reporters understandably infer that during his time in the Ukraine, Routh was in contact with U.S. military and intel. So let's see. Military intel connections, treated with astonishing kid gloves by law enforcement over a decade, placed on a golf course to assassinate Trump, starting way back in 96. Was Routh being groomed to be an assassin, a patsy? And that's why he was kept out of prison? At the time of this writing, we're being told an interesting story, to say the least. Remarkably, on the golf course, a Secret Service agent happened to spot the end of Ross's weapon stupidly sticking out of the bushes along a long line of woods. The agent fired shots at Routh. Routh fled, and there happened to be a witness right there, took a snapshot of Routh's car and the license tag, and contacted police. Otherwise, law enforcement would be still searching for an unknown person. If this whole storyline was planned ahead of time, what was the purpose? To kill Trump? To stage an almost assassination and have the patsy caught? Bear in mind, as I mentioned yesterday, this had to be an inside job. He had to travel from Hawaii to get to the golf course. He had to know Trump would be there. He lay in wait for 12 hours, 12 hours. Here we have redacted. Ryan Wesley Routh is a patsy groomed by the CIA and trained at Fort Bragg. Get this.
I think we need some fresh blood. We need some.
Well, once we get there, here we go. This guy is really good.
Groomed by the CIA. We're learning a lot more about this clown this morning, including that he had a book out that you can read if you'd like, his self-published book. It's called Ukraine's Unwinnable War, in which he urged Iran to assassinate Donald Trump. Picks up the lights in the church where a wedding is being. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, this is Sheila with Hempaste by Minutra. Why is hempaste better than other CBD options on the market? It's important to point out that the common CBD oil does not contain CBDA or CBGA, and they're only found in fresh or raw hemp products, like hempaste. Hemp paste contains the entire plant minus any stems. This means the product retains the complete genetic code of the plant, which also includes those two vital cannabinoids, CBGA and CBDA. Over and over, experts keep saying the more intact or less processed the hemp plant is, the more effective it is. Happy hemp paste.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org. And visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Call 855-656-8872. Mention RBN.
Health Simple with Kalwada Shilaji, fact bit number 3. Shilaji is the supreme yoga vaha. Within Ayurveda, Shilaji is the singular substance that towers above all other herbs, herbal minerals, and earth-made adaptogens. Yogavaha refers to substances that have the ability to synergistically make better and carry other substances to its prescribed destination. In the case of Shilaji, most any herb, food, or mineral is amplified with ionic potential, superimposing superior efficacy with increased cellular energy and absorption rates. One of the best applications for Shilaji is to add a drop or two into your favorite herbal tincture and foodstuff. Simply put, Shilaji makes other substances more effective.
Look for the Gold Mountain and Medical Symbol logo and banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help! When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
Well, here's a report. What do we know about the Trump shooting suspect on YouTube?
This is definitely evil against good.
He was talking about the war in Ukraine. That was a complete case of evil against good. Really very simplistic, very odd.
President Trump, they were on the fifth hole. They were about to go up to putt. They heard pop, 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 pop.
A 58-year-old was arrested after fleeing a Florida golf course where he allegedly laid in wait 300 meters from the Republican candidate.
Now, in the bushes where this guy was is an AK-47 style rifle with a scope, two backpacks which were hung on the fence that had ceramic tile in them, and a GoPro, which he was going to take pictures of.
He was reportedly intent on filming the attempted assassination.
He was able to get a hit on that vehicle on I-95 as it was headed into Martin County. We got a hold of Martin County Sheriff's Office, alerted them, and they spotted the vehicle and pulled it over and detained the guy.
Ralph, the former construction worker from Greensboro, was considered relatively calm when detained by authorities.
The suspect's demeanor I would describe as having a relatively calm, flat affect. He was not displaying a lot of emotion. He never asked, what is this about?
It's been reported Ralph supported former Republican presidential candidates Vivek Ramaswamy and Nikki Haley. But actually, he's a Trump hater. His ex-accountant, Joy, frequently criticized politicians, including Trump, Biden and even celebrities. He allegedly attacked Trump in a post dated April 22nd, 2024, declaring democracy is on the ballot and we cannot lose. The world is counting on us to show the way. I'll just say, this guy is such an obvious CIA asset, it's embarrassingly bad. And what I'm getting, the impression I'm forming, is that in order for him to know where Trump was, he had to have inside information that appears to come from DHS, and they were setting Trump up. That was given to the FBI, that the FBI is running the assassins. This is outrageous, but this appears to be the fact of the matter. And they got him in from Hawaii and gave him the information as to place and time to be to take out Trump. There's some who believe it was just intended not to actually kill, but to send a warning. If you end the war in Ukraine, you may be ending your own life. Here's a truth seeker. Top 10 reasons Trump should be elected by a landslide. Independent polls show Trump leading the communist Dem by 17 points among working class voters. With a price control plan Harris has put forth, that won't help her gain any votes. In fact, even fake news CNN is criticizing the idea. Some Americans live in metropolitan cities and are acclimated to crime happening around them, like New York City, Seattle, San Francisco, Detroit, and L.A. Well, walk down these Democrat-run cities during the day or night and you risk a high chance of being mugged for your wallet or purse by a drug fiend. Try to defend yourself, you could wind up in the hospital or dead. Most people who live in suburbs or rural areas are not used to being near or victims of this rampant crime. Thanks to the Biden-Harris open border policy, that's all changing and fast. Here are the top 10 reasons. Number one, the economy, including inflation. Number two, illegal immigration is out of control. Number three, fake news is unraveling due to truth being exposed. The Hunter Biden laptop, the Russia-Trump collusion, Biden's dementia, Kamala camouflage lies during the debate, her non-answers to all the tough questions. Fourth, more blacks and Hispanic trust Trump than the Biden-Harris regime. Fifth, the attempted assassination Trump catapulted his patriotism and charisma. Six, the Green New Deal is becoming an obvious failure on many fronts. Seven, the military and police are sick of endless wars and defending a force and the DEI and transgender push. Eight, skyrocketing crime rates hitting close to home for so many are happening to them or their loved one. Nine, many Americans vote for a candidate who is presidential and has a policy plane outline and hardly a soul sees Kamala that way, which is why she dropped out of the 2020 race first. She didn't even make it to Iowa, whose plan is to say anything people want to hear, then do the opposite. 10, Kamala hasn't done any of the things over the past 4 years she claims she's going to do if elected. Tune your apocalypse dial to preparedness.news for updates. Pretty good summary of the top 10 reasons, I agree. Meanwhile, conservative news, they want him dead. Hillary Clinton doubles down on violent rhetoric toward Trump following the second assassination attempt. She went on MSNBC. After the dangerous anti-Trump rhetoric spewed by the Democrats contributed to another of their supporters trying to kill Trump, Democrats aren't bowing their heads in embarrassment, apologizing for the violent rhetoric, promising to change for the better. Instead, they're doubling down, hoping to inspire another potential assassin to finish the job. This messaging is not just coming from small-name Democrats. Rather, it's coming directly from the top of the party, with former Democrat presidential nominee Hillary Clinton insisting Trump is a danger to our country who still needs to be dealt with. Hillary, who seemed to have never gotten over the fact that America chose Trump over her in 2016, even though it was rigged for Hillary, is urging the mentally ill supporters of the Democrat Party to get out there and finish the job of eliminating Trump from the picture. Clinton appeared on MSNBC's incredibly radical The Rachel Maddow Show to send a message that Trump politics of hate and division puts the United States security in danger. I actually watched part of that because my wife is addicted. Meanwhile, we have a report from TikTok of Daily Mail of there having been explosives found in a car near a Trump event on Long Island. Here's a very impassioned observation by a woman about how bad the situation is and if something should happen to Trump.
Politics for 4 years. I'm a very non-political now due to the divisiveness of politics. But I do come here to say this. This is the only political video that I will ever make. And it's not to tell you how to vote, how to speak, how to feel, or anything like this. It is to tell you that what is happening now, what happened in July to Donald Trump, what happened yesterday to Donald Trump is the most dangerous thing that I have ever seen in politics. Because this is not 63 with JFK. This is not 68 with RFK. This is not even close to 81 with Ronald Reagan. If something happens to Donald Trump, whether you agree with Donald Trump or you don't agree with Donald Trump, whatever, it will be catastrophic for this country. It will be chaotic. We will not recover. You will see the fall of a republic. And I am so confused. Maybe it's because people aren't educated on what happens with things like this. But when things like this happen, that's when terrible things happen.
Oh, no. Oh, wow.
So I don't understand why anybody would be happy about this, left, right, middle. It's weird. Because no matter what, if anything
Steve,
happens to this man, whether you
here.
Like him or you Thanks. Don't, it's the end of a republic, in my opinion. And it's weird as hell to me that people are like, this is fake. We're really not going to talk about it. It's no big deal. It's the biggest deal.
And I actually think she's got it right. I mean, not a sophisticated presentation, but I think she's got it right. Not just Russia, Russia, Russia. Hillary demands criminal charges for Americans engaged in propaganda. How bad is this? And of course, that's anyone who's remotely critical of any Democrat for any reason whatsoever. Amid claims that Trump is a danger to the country and the world, Hillary, the original center of Russia, Russia, Russia propaganda, has called for anyone spreading misinformation to be criminally charged as a better deterrence ahead of the election. Well, she ought to be the first one arrested. Specifically, former Secretary of State told Rachel Maddow that Americans engaging in propaganda, similar to the type that led to Russia's boosting Trump in 2016, which did not happen, it was a myth, it's even been admitted by those who did it, should face criminal prosecution. I think it's important to indict the Russians, just as Mueller indicted a lot of Russians who were engaged in direct election interference and boosted Trump back in 2016. But I also think there are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda. Whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrence, because the Russians are unlikely, except in a very few cases, to ever stand trial in the United States. Wow. Wow. Meanwhile, video suggests Haitian migrants really are eating local cats and other animals in Springfield, Ohio. Yes, I am not surprised. Don't wave at me, you sorry, sand monkey, one gentleman from the area exclaimed after a Haitian migrant waved him during an interview with Benny Johnson, who traveled to Springfield to see firsthand what the truth is. Another person, a woman, saw a bunch of Haitians in a white van are driving around the neighborhood collecting cats to eat for dinner, skinning them and eating them. In my opinion, they're worthless, said another local about the Haitian migrants. There's a general consensus, I gather, that the Haitians actually are among the lowest in terms of their quality of life and their respect for institutions of civility. Meanwhile, Biden's Department of Energy is so short on funds, he can't even refill the strategic petroleum reserve at low prices. The price of U.S. crude has finally stayed at the low 70s per barrel for a sustainable period of time, allowing the Biden admin to wrap up the refill of the strategic petroleum reserve, which it said it would do at prices of 79 a barrel or below. With crude now at 70 a barrel as of Tuesday morning, after spending days below the threshold, the Energy Department has only $841 million left to buy crude for the SPR, Bloomberg reported Tuesday, citing an estimate by Clearview Energy Partners, a consulting firm. That money would be enough to buy only around 12 million barrels of crude at today's prices by Bloomberg's calculations. In other words, they're mismanaging the country in every possible way. Meanwhile, there's a professor who had enough of the anti-white double standard. There are Trump ads out there, of course, as well as those for Kamala. Just unbelievable how bad the Democrats have made. And since she's been a part of making it so bad the last 4 years, why would anyone support her? It's absolutely beyond my imagination why anyone would think of it. Meanwhile,
for me, because I'm a person of color.
Yeah, but what though? Do you have an example of what that might look like?
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the channel. Hope all is good wherever you are. In this video, we have another clip of one of Sam Richards' longer live stream. The full live stream is linked in the description down below. I do recommend you go watch it. I personally love his channel. We're just going to focus on a small, like, 9-minute clip here. Let's get into it.
And I'm asking you this for that. It's one of these things that we throw out all that. We just throw it around like white privilege, right? We throw these terms and concepts out. So how do you know it exists? So the later it is, so you see like really light, that means the non-Hispanic white population is less than 25% in these counties. These are all counties, okay? So when it's really light, like here, because these are all Mexicans all along the board, okay? But here, the really dark, so up here in Maine and so on, Maine's a really white state, or northern Michigan, really, really white. And then when you see these light counties here in different places, those are all Native American reservations, okay?
Well, there's a lot more to that, needless to say. Here's the FBI coming after an author of a social media post. I mean, this is just rather stunning stuff. This is on Twitter, where the FBI is coming up because they put something on his social media that the Biden admin did not like. I mean, it's just outrageous. We got more of that. Is this hate speech? The question becomes. Here we have, let's see, an ex post goes viral, then gets a hate speech label. Earlier this week, University of Chicago student Daniel Schmidt's post about race and crime garnered 1.2 million views on X, before its visibility was limited with a hate speech label. In the past 3 years, he tweeted, two students at my college have been murdered by blacks. Dozens of students at my college have been mugged by blacks. I say this and get flagged for hate speech. Can we please have an honest conversation about this? No, we're not allowed to. Just as a migrant crime is escalating all over the country. Meanwhile, Meta bans Russia for alleged propaganda. This is 100% in line with Hillary's thinking. Meta bans Russian state media for foreign interference. There isn't any foreign interference except coming from Israel. This is so absurd. In late August, Meta founder Mark Zuckerberg admitted he complied with the pressure from the Biden admin to censor search results related to COVID-19. Yes, we're not even allowed to do search to find out information related to our own health. Meanwhile, the U.S. is being questioned about blocking international criticism of Israel in the Middle East.
I don't want to talk about it because we don't have any assessment yet, U.S. assessment, but things on the ground are moving. Hezbollah already is accusing Israel of considering this incident as an attack. The Israelis are putting their relative forces in high alert. There are some reports that Israel will declare soon that the Northern Front is the main front in this war. Do you still believe that your influence is capable of holding this conflict from not exploding into a regional war? Because it seems that it's slipping.
So it is not, I understand why you posed the question to me. It's not just...
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. I look at all the lovely people. I look at all the lovely people.
Helena Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do
three final stories today. Peter McCullough met up with Dr. Chowdhury Chauvin recently in Toronto, who shared with me her most recent manuscript, which was a scoping review on the topic of misinformation, mainly as it relates to the pandemic. It's entitled Trust Us. We are the COVID-19 misinformation experts, a critical scoping review of expert meanings of misinformation in the COVID era. as it happens, at the time, I may have been the first philosopher to publish a piece on misinformation and disinformation, where misinformation is simply false information. Disinformation is false information deliberately disseminated and spread as though it were true, which is obviously obnoxious and objectionable. It was initiated by a debate with a British philosopher over the meaning of information, where he suggested to have information, it had to be true. But that's ridiculous. We get all kinds of information that may or may not be true. Information is properly understood as meaningful data. You cannot tell whether or not it's information if it has to be true, because you can't know half the time whether it is true or is not true. I thought I had settled that issue. Meanwhile, Caitlin Clark hit in the face again. Oh, here she is lying.
Got hit in the face again.
Oh, God.
Look at this crap. She gets a technical call on her for that. She gets whacked in the head, hit in the face, her legs taken out, and then they call foul on Caitlin Clark for that. Come on, this pisses me off.
She's having
Look at this, like it's hockey or something.
Yeah, it's absolutely disgusting. Disgusting. I can't believe the stupidity of these black players beating up Caitlin Clark. She's their meal ticket. It's unbelievable. Meanwhile, last night I had a great debate with Justin Nemos and Jim Fetzer over flat earth, worldwide flood, and evolution. Nemos, of course, represents a religious perspective via scientific. I just encourage you to check it out and, give me any feedback, what you liked, what you didn't like. It's on my Twitter account, at Jim Fetzer. It's on my BitChute channel, but it's also in the stories for today. It's the last one. I have a whole lot to say about it, but I'll spare it for the time being. I'll just say, let me see how many... how it's doing in terms of views. There are a lot of comments and people take fairly strong. 1,274. Oh, it's been up for 6 hours. It's got 1,274. 42 thumbs up and 10 thumbs down. Check it out.
Folks, this is Mike Gatti, the rebel madman at Republic Broadcasting Network. If you are searching for your inner rebel, it can be found at the Dixie Republic. It's the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to thedixierepublic.com to view all of their Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through their extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in their Johnny Reb gun and leather shop. Now remember, dixierepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the second hour of Authentic News, where I take your calls right here on RBN Live, this 18th day of September, 2024. Lauren in Ohio, join the conversation, Lauren.
Hey, Jim, how are you doing?
Good.
Awesome. Okay, so I have a couple of points, and I'll just kind of read through them so, because I'm too wordy. Anyway, on the Caitlin Clark thing. You're thinking about this in a common sense way. And if you were a constructive human being, L-I-V-E, life and that more abundantly, yeah, it makes sense. Hey, let's make some money. But those people are servants of Satan. They're there to do what they're told. They're there to destroy the morale of white people. There's nothing you can do to win. Here they are kicking their ass on, beating the shit. You should quit playing with those people and just start. You know, she can train kids. She can play in a one of those leagues where, like, the, you know, I can't remember it. You know, I don't do sports, but, you know, the ones that are exhibition teams because they're so good. And they had a black team that was just really awesome. The Harlem Globetrotters. Remember they used to do that performing stuff? That show, the thing, fun stuff.
Sure.
She can go make a crap and a ton of money and stop participating in these sports like this. It's like sending your girls to go box boys and then bitching about it later. What are you doing letting your daughter be in a dressing room with a man? So the problem that we have is us. You know, we put them in school. We vaccinate them when they tell us to, you know, and then we're, you know, and we give them cell phones. Then we blame the Jews because our kids are hooked on porn. Well, you know, we have control. We just won't use it. It's like saying, no, these borders are going to close right now. And that Cuban Jew, Mayorkas, you may not have prosecuted him, but honey, get down on the county level. I don't know if you've listened to Ivan Raiklin. He calls himself the Secretary of Retribution, ex-Green Beret, lawyer, and he's bringing charges. He's got a list. You need to have him on. You need to go down that list. And what they're doing is they're saying, okay, whistleblowers, you can come out and tell us what you know, and you can get some leniency, or we're going to prosecute the crap out of you too, because they have all the evidence. And they're just going county by county. So what we have to do is from the bottom up. And the other thing is with voting. You know, it's all fine and good to vote, but if you don't count it, it doesn't matter. Trump won in a landslide last time. What's changed about the vote? The Republicans haven't done a damn thing. Hey, hashtag paper ballot, public count. Hashtag paper ballot, public count. That's how we used to do it. It was done in the night. It was posted on the door by midnight. You know, there was no problem.
Yeah.
You had to come there. If I'm looking at a line full of Haitian cannibals talking about I'm going to vote on my Creole ballot. I mean, you know, so why are we putting up with this? And in Ohio, we've got that stupid ass governor. I mean, you know, this guy, how many times is he governor? Don't we have anybody else to pick from? And the answer is no, because this is all fake. This system of things is a bunch of bull and none of it matters whether Trump gets shot or not. My child's getting a good education. Whether Trump gets shot or not, we're working every day. Whether Trump gets shot or not, I just bought a half a beef for my neighbor. Whether Trump gets shot or not, you see what I'm saying? We've got to change to doing the things that work and stop listening to a bunch of people telling you to kill yourself. You know why they think you're stupid? It's because you are. They keep saying, hey, give me your money. Hey, give me access to your children 8-10 hours a day, more than you see them. Hey, you know, put these poison shots in your kids. And for all these people that don't understand, well, why would they do this? Why would they do this? Because they love Satan. And this is why it matters if we are waywalkers. I don't even call it Christians. I'm just saying people that walk in the way, the Ten Commandments is real easy. Don't steal from your neighbor. Don't bear false witness. Don't be coveting other people's stuff. Get up and make your own. That's what America used to be about. We were proud. We had pride in our work. Now it's just about getting paid. Getting paid. Let me get paid. And now it's, let me write off my neighbor. Let me have a universal basic income. And this is white American children, black American children. the Generation Z is a lost cause. Those poor kids, no history, no word of God, can't write cursive. I mean, and expect to start at the top of everything. And so what I'm saying is we've done this to ourselves, but if we don't turn it around, think Indians, feather, not dot. You know, they told the Sioux that, you know, they gave them the Dakota Hills. I can't remember which tribes, two tribes. Yep. And they said, oh, yeah, you can have that. And then they said, there's gold in our hills. Here they all came. You ain't going to stop all those people. And these people, they can't get to our shores without being flown in with your tax dollars. Are you still paying taxes? Are you still doing what they say? Are you still giving them access to your children? Did your kids still have cell phones? And see, this is what I mean. It's easy to fix this. The Bible says, come out of her, my people, and be separate. And so people, they're like, well, we need to keep our schools. We need to, you know, it's funny because they always say, send the Christian kids to school because they'll be a good example. Well, you know, I can put a swan in a cesspit. It'll be pretty when it goes in, but it's going to smell like the cesspit when it comes out. That's what it's swimming in. You go to school and you get miseducated, and we're wondering how our country's falling apart. Four generations of miseducation. Four generations of teaching people to accept lies. That's how come I started homeschooling my children. No other reason. I ran for state school board. I saw that they were doing it on purpose, cutting out the education, introducing all the sex, the perversion, the degenerate behavior. And plus, that's not how the Bible says to raise a child. There's nothing in there about put your kids in school. And I call them kids because they're baby goats. You have sheep that do what Christ says, and you have goats that do what they want to do. That's the whole of the law. You know, do as thou wilt. I want to be a tranny. I want to have sex with a baby. I want to be bestiality. I want to show your kids my penis in school. You know, I want to hump your kid at the library and call it kid story time. And the mom's all clapping, yeah. These are brainwashed people. So what I'm saying is you can't fix everyone, but it doesn't take everyone. It's like now that the thing is showing up in Springfield, Ohio, and what the news try to do? No, it's not happening. No, it's not. Those sons of bitches. Where's the charges? This is media manipulation. This is the treachery. This is treason. This is a violation of our, you know, when you're talking about First Amendment violations, you can't say what you want. Who the hell do you think you are? And where are the charges? It's time for charges. It's time to start shunning your neighbors. You're a cop. You're giving tickets, but not doing anything about all these foreigners invading our country. You're a judge. You're getting paid from people in prison. It's time to shame people. You're in school teaching all this perversion. And so that's what I'm saying. We have to understand what's going on and say no more. I'm not going to get mad. I'm not going to protest. I'm just going to come out of her, my people. I'm going to go get my beef from my neighbor where I know it's grass-fed. It wasn't even finished with corn, and it is so good. And there's everybody can do this. We don't have to serve BlackRock and State Street and Vanguard. And what do you think's going to happen when the American people stop buying from those top companies? Amazon. Start cutting them off. Shop with RBN. They got a lot of great products. Change the way that you think about your life and take it back in hand. This thing you've slipped into, this is Satan killing you at convenience.
Lauren, that's just a fabulous, that's just a fabulous spiel. I mean, you really, you're so dynamic and you are so active. And I think it's wonderful you're getting involved in so many different ways in your community. I applaud you. And I thank you.
And this is the thing. Okay, and just real quick, 3%, that's what it took, 3 to 5%. And people will follow. Remember, you've got the ones, the top evil ones, and the wicked doing all this, and then you've got the top good ones, the people being the light. He says,
yes.
Don't hide your light. And so yes. The people in the middle, they'll follow. They'll follow where they think. And just remember this. When they were doing those meetings with Fauci on the COVID chat, and they were talking about, and the money will follow when they see that there's profit at the end of the line. You see what I mean? They were reading the documents about why are we going to do this? Because we're going to program these people. We're going to make money. And they said they'll go along with it when they see, you know, the investors will invest when they see that there's profit. So these are evil people. We can fix this by just coming out of her, start making our own groups. And, you know, God bless you. And please, people, donate. I usually donate $10 every month just off a card. And I called in last week and I put $240. It's $20 a month. I give it to them all at one time. Please help. Because I'll tell you what, when this goes away, there's only a few places that you can really be able to interact. A lot of places have good shows, but you can't call in. You can't talk. There's no interaction. We can't, you know, iron sharpens iron. So I appreciate you so much. And, you know, I'll be in touch.
Oh, Lauren, you're wonderful. Thank you for that. Joe in Tennessee. Joe, join the conversation. Joe.
Calling you from
Hello? Go ahead.
Yeah,
gotcha.
I'm calling you from my older phone because what those Jews did there in Lebanon. That's... I mean, you talk about a dirty, rotten trick.
Yes.
Really, people ought to be, right now, they should be saying, hey, what about on airplanes? I mean, how do we know people with pagers and cell phones? I mean, how do we know that they can't just active, where does it end? I mean, is it just localized to one little thing, or how many? These might be all over the world for all we know, and yet nobody's saying anything. It's like, right, the whole world should be outraged. Our own government should be outraged about this, using consumer products to blow things up, people up. You could blow airplanes up. I mean, but you don't hear a peep out of the United States or the media or anybody, you know. Some of my favorite YouTube sites, like Electronic Intifada and Turkmenistan, they all got deleted on me. And I had to go reprogram them in. And Electronic Intifada has been down now for 10 days. I mean, that was my favorite place to go watch Israeli soldiers getting and blown and watching Israeli tanks getting blown up. So I'm a little depressed because I haven't been able to watch any of that lately.
Yes.
What I was calling about is the Putin issue. I mean, you know, this whole thing about the missiles going, the long-range missiles going in. And I really, you know, I understand the Russians being upset, but I really think it's a huge mistake for them to attack any NATO base or any NATO country. Because if they do that, it's going to be like Pearl Harbor. It's just going to give them an excuse, the West an excuse. The elite, the monsters, Jews that run it, they're going to rally. They'll be able to rally the country. They'll be able to rally Europe. The Russians, you know, let's face it, it's a proxy war. Keep it to a proxy war. Just expand the proxy war to our proxy. I mean,
how long can they handle? They can't handle long-range strikes into Russia. That is a declaration of war. I think Putin is right about it. The question is identifying the source and with an appropriate retaliation. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Well, now, wait. Jim, if the source is from Ukraine, because it will be, none of these long-range strikes are going to come from NATO. They're going to come from NATO equipment in Ukraine, right? They're not going to be launched. Loose weapons.
Long-range fire... satellite guidance, Joe, which the Ukrainians don't possess, and they even have to be manned by NATO crews. So it's a NATO op, and Russia just has to figure out. Go ahead.
My point is that this is part of the downside to having a proxy war and invading, what happened when you started the war with Ukraine. Russia needs to destroy Ukraine so that they can't, there's no way Ukraine can launch missiles. But I'm just saying that if they do hit any territory in NATO, it's going to just totally expand the war, and it's going to be like, it'll be equivalent to Hitler not preventing Pearl Harbor, and that we get involved. Russia can win the war against Ukraine. They're just going to have to suck it up and take the hit. But my point is expand it to our proxies. I would put the word out to the British and the United States that any sophisticated weapon you give to Ukraine, we're giving to Iran. And any sophisticated weapon you give to Ukraine, we're giving a likewise thing to Syria. And we're giving it to Iraq. And we're giving it to Afghanistan. And we're giving it to North Korea. And we're giving it to the Houthis. And we're giving it to Venezuela. And if you want to play proxy war, we're going to play proxy war. That's the way you expand it, because otherwise you're playing into their trap. There's nothing they want more than Putin to bomb Poland or Putin to bomb the UK. Now, if Putin attacked satellites, I would say okay, because that's a little different. Because if those satellites were used, I would say that's unsafe. But
Joe, that's good. Joe. I think that's what he will do. I think you're right. Take out the satellites used for these long-range strikes. Do it. Do it now. Very good, Joe. I like your analysis.
And there's an election coming up. They really want to get this war expanded before the election. So Putin's got to just sit on his hands till the end of this, till
why, Joe, are they so eager to get the war started before the election?
Because then they can declare Republicans, Putin, Russia fanatic. They'll replay the whole Russia thing, how you're an enemy of the United States if you ever said anything even favorable towards Russia or Putin. They'll play that whole card up again. It'll allow
Maybe that's why Hillary's on Rachel Maddow doing this Russia thing to lay the predicate. Joe, I think you're on to
something. They were laying this predicate back when the Russia thing was invented against Trump almost 8 years ago. They knew this was going to happen. This whole Ukraine thing was started in 2014 when they had the Maidan, George Soros, when they overthrew the Ukrainians. Yeah. So this is all, these guys game plan this stuff out for a long time. And my point is that hit the West where it hurts and play their same proxy game. When the Houthis launch hypersonic missiles into Israel, what are you going to do about it? That's your game. We're just playing proxy for proxy, Wes. You want to play proxy war, we can play proxy war. It's too bad there's not an IRA anymore, because if I was Putin, I'd be sending missiles to the IRA. And that's what I'm saying. You got to go into the third generational war planning. You don't play the game the way they want it. The West wants them to bomb. They're egging them on to bomb Poland or to hit a NATO airfield. Big, huge mistake. You're winning, Putin.
Take out the satellites. Joe, I love it. That's right. That's a solution. Take out the satellites.
Yeah,
you got it. I love it.
That's a good...
Wonderful call, Joe. Yeah. Wonderful call. Give us a final thought.
All right. Well, I just wanted to say about this Trump assassination attempt number two.
Yeah.
Trump's really got to lower his profile. Although it might cost him a little bit, there's ways that he can be a little safer about things. I mean, the government, it's great in that it shows the world how corrupt our system is, that they can just, it shows the media and the left how they want him dead, and they even say it on the news, and they're not even covering, they're not even hiding it anymore.
Right.
But it really is a disgrace. It's a national disgrace. And I just hope it just shows how much the establishment and the deep state and the CIA and the warmongers and the neocons and the military industrial complex and the Jews, how they all really hate Trump and they want him dead because they can't beat him and they don't think they can cheat again to win. So all the callers that call in and talk about Trump and I don't trust Trump and this, just look at his enemies. You're the same people that hate you, the same people that hate what you stand for, white people and Christians and all that, they all hate Trump. And they hate him so much they want to kill him. So I hear this stuff about Trump being a fake and Trump. Well, he's not perfect, and I'm never saying he's perfect. But the fact that they're trying to kill him to the point of what they're out in the open really should tell you that Trump's for real and you should support him. And I'll leave it at that. Thanks.
Joe, I agree. I thought that was a wonderful call. Just a wonderful call, my friend. Absolutely super. Frances, silly girl, join the conversation.
Look, I hear the music. I'm here. I hear the music.
Okay, well, I'm going to carry you over. The music hasn't begun yet. Oh, there it is. Okay.
Get more tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get more tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get more tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it, contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine, reduce your emissions, and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A 5-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for a private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Francis, you're on.
Oh boy. Hey, young man. Yes, it's just silly Viking gal at your disservice. Had to throw that in there. And no, I'm not a Viking queen. Thank you. But anyway, Lauren, gal, I tell you what, I was blown, completely blown. So maybe she should be the Viking queen. Go figure. But anyway, aside from that, several quick points for you. One, I think last week you made a mention about that children in the Gaza area are being given polio shot jabs or whatever, supposedly for polio or to prevent it or so forth and so on. If the parents or guardians of those children allow that to happen, so long for your gene pool. Because you're talking about annihilating your gene pool. I mean, come on. They're going to use any excuse to shoot, jab, whatever into your child or your young adult for that matter, just to annihilate them in their gene pool. So, I mean, use your head. I'm sure you have a brain. I mean, this doesn't help. I mean, yes, they tried to bomb you out. They basically tried to injure you and basically take in your life and so forth. But now they're going for your children. They're going for your young folks and so forth, and your infants of all things. So that to me is a big red flag right there. Now, I have to admit one thing. One of the listeners of your show pointed out something to me. It was like so blatantly obvious that a lot of people are ignoring it. And that was that all these people that are doing this so-called assassination attempt and so forth, which I think are paid to do it, to create a moment of terror or whatever in people's minds, they're presenting as that the people that are doing this are Democrats, supposedly. What I do find interesting is that it's not a matter of someone's political background, let alone the fact that whether or not they're male or female. However, what I find interesting is that the people who are doing it are white males, white men that are doing the so-called shootings, as it would be called, and so forth. And I thought, you know, that's pretty darn interesting because I don't see anyone else of any other sex or ethnic background doing the pop shot and so forth. So I thought that was rather intriguing. Now, on to another aspect. Now, they say that I'm making a little of that situation with him being shot at and so forth. No, I'd say it was an over-dramatization. I mean, with the deal that they have between Hollywood and the different criminals, I don't put anything past them, period. To make anybody look good, like they're the almighty whatever have you and so forth. Aside from that issue, you mentioned about the fact that, but start off with pagers exploding on people and so forth over in Lebanon, I think it is, or whatever, and that was going on to another mechanical instrument to the point that their cell phones or their solar cells or whatever for their solar power were exploding and so forth. You know, that sounds to me like that's rigged as a gesture of we're going to take you out one way or the other, whether you like it or not. But the problem is that what if that happens when someone's on a plane, as one fellow I heard mentioned earlier stated? I mean, you're talking about a plane going down because of these systems, these mechanical, technical things being rigged to go off and explode. I mean, you're talking about a moment of terror that people are not used to having for some time since, 2001, 9/11, go figure. But I think it takes me a bit to try to configure what's going on. It's leading up to what they preferably used to call decades ago an October surprise prior to the election in November. So when people start letting their guard down and not really observing what's going on around them, that's when they're leaving themselves wide open for a biggie, whatever that biggie may be orchestrated as being.
Give us a final thought. Yes. A final thought today.
My final thought, my dear, is this. One, I know you are enthralled with your electronic technical toys, mechanically speaking, but how about taking a break from it and keeping it away from your body? I don't care what's going on with it in your life. And secondly, think about the poor children, from infants up to teens and all that, they're being shot and jabbed just like they tried to do to you back in 2020 with the corona BS. So with that, have a great week. Later.
Thank you, Francis. Thank you. Paul in New Jersey, join Paul. We're going to hit a break, but I'm carrying you over, Paul.
Hello, Mr. Fetzer.
Yes.
Concerning Trump's security, you know, Donald Trump could learn a lesson from Saddam Hussein. He was brilliant when it came to security issues. What he would do is he would wear a military uniform with no epaulets and a black mustache. And you know what he made? Well, I'll hold.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Yeah, we'll be right back with you. Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk. Real people, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Ahead, you were speaking to Sid Dom and how smart he was about security.
Well, what he would do is he would always don a military outfit with no epaulets indicating his rank, and he had a black mustache. Sometimes he would wear a beret, right? What he would do is he would have all his generals and people in his coterie. They would all have to have black mustaches and dress similarly. Now get this. You can go online and buy a Donald Trump mask for $15. And all you have to do is slap on a blonde wig on it, right? Maybe put in something to make your stomach look a little distended. And if you're 6'2" and you put on a suit and you walk around, any gunman from that distance isn't going to be able to tell who the real Donald Trump is. And it's such a simple, like, very cheap thing to do. And Donald Trump's a billionaire. Get yourself some body doubles and hire a body double to just go out on the golf course and play golf. Hire another one to go out and just sit there and wave at your car. And of course, have them insured for a few million, you know, for their families.
Yes.
And stuff. stuff.
It kills.
But it's such. I just don't get it. It's such a simple thing to deal with, and so it's very disappointing, and it's not conducive. And by the way, this same kind of thing like annoys the hell out of me. Like, you know, in both Ukraine and in Russia, like today, Russia had an arms storage depot destroyed. Why are you storing so many so much ammunition in one place? Distribute it in different smaller locations. I mean, it's not like Russia doesn't have enough land. And likewise, if you're going to have a bunch of military guys get together, do it over Zoom. You don't have to meet in person. You have Zoom, or only have like five of the upper rank guys and keep them a safe distance from other people. You should never be gathering more than 10 people in a room in the military. And I'm just amazed that the mass stupidity for what is obviously a simple solution. And by the way, I would take that job as a Trump body double. I'm 6 foot, so I'm a little short, but I'll wear lifts.
Love it. Right? Love it, Paul. Great call. I mean, you made a lot of valuable points. I like it. Maybe you'll pick up on it.
You just send out the body doubles all over the place. By the way, plenty of people, guys out there, would volunteer to do it. And would gladly do it.
Yes.
Would probably take the bullet for free.
Yes.
They love him so much.
Yes. Thanks, on that Paul. Note. Good stuff. Good stuff. Tom, Florida, join us.
Lauren and can you hear me, Jim?
Yep.
Yeah, Jim, a good call by Lauren. Paul, I think Jared Kushner, he should apply for that body double. I think son-in-law. He'd be good as a body double for Trump, Jared Kushner. Jared Kushner. Listen, can you hear me, Jim?
Yes. Go ahead, Tom.
He was having connection issues earlier. He might have dropped.
Oh, okay. We'll wait for him to show back up. JP in Chicago. JP, join.
Testing one. Can you hear me?
Yep. Yes. Go ahead. Hey,
Great show. I know it's towards the end. We'll be brief. Thanks for plugging my Wu Wei. I get suppressed for just telling the truth, you know, and I've been doing it for 2 years, and it's surprising. I only got a couple hundred viewers, you know, but
I like your informal manner with a lot of content. I think it's good.
Yeah, the content's the most important. And I got to say, I got to concur with Peter. I was incorrect with the stats because I was working with my buddies. I was reading his car's computer, some error codes. At the same time,
as casualty figures, you appear to have been right. Just not, they weren't all dead. They were just casually dead and wounded.
Exactly. And it's very important to understand the difference. And also, I did another search later to fact check myself. And I published that on the Wu Wei, but it's from Yandex. If you go to Yandex, then the Google.
Yeah.
You know, they're all connected with the Mossad.
You mentioned that in your report, and I think you're right. I think Google is massively censoring everything. It's disgusting. So Yandex or whatever, something else is a really good idea.
And the devil's in the details, especially when it comes to the numbers. And if you look at 69,000 Russian KIA, and out of that, half of them were inmates, and the other half were foreign mercenaries. So half of that army they lost were not even Russian soldiers. So they still got their best elite troops. But they did lose a lot of generals, and I recorded that in the beginning, because of their phone, just like Francis said, you know, part of the mark of the beast, the phone is a track and trace system. The new phones you can't take the battery out. You can't really turn them off because they're never really off. And these new high-powered lithium batteries, I believe they used a lithium battery. They might have had C4 in there, but I looked at the wounds. They didn't look that big. So they could have overloaded the battery. And doing that all at once was very sneaky. But, you know, the back doors in our technology today is scary. And I can't even talk about it. Classified.
They had to do it all at once, JP, because once it happened, people would throw away their pagers. So, you know, they had to do it all at once.
So I recommend everybody buy a Faraday cage. They're like $20 at, you know, one for your wallet. Even your credit cards, if they got the chips in them, that people can get a reader and read your chip card. And so we always have a Faraday cage. And when you're traveling, airplane mode and power off. That's just my 20 years as an IT government contractor coming out there. last thought, I know there's other callers, I'm sure. You got to watch your show with Dustin Nemo. I call him Little Nemo. And you did an excellent rapport, and especially for me coming from that Christian world, especially the Christian New Age movement, a lot of false prophets there, a lot of false teachings there. And you really got them on subjective versus objective. You showed objective facts like gravity, the rotation of the earth, even the amateur rocket. It was spectacular.
Wasn't that wonderful? Yeah. Wasn't that wonderful?
It was. And I had to fast forward a lot of his stuff. I'm sorry. I didn't watch it all, but I skipped through a lot of his stuff because I knew it was all BS. And I know the guy's background. I looked into him. You know, he's a guy that would never last 3 minutes in a fight. His mother and sister are both crackheads. And then he married outside of his race. So he claims to be a white nationalist or white traditionalist, but he married a Chinese woman. So the guy's very, and then he doesn't have any education. So it seems like he's a cult leader. He reminds me of a cult leader kind of guy. And you really did smack him down pretty good.
Well, JB, I'm glad. I need to get some feedback on it. And reading the comments, they were somewhat mixed. I mean, there were many more thumbs up, of course, for the whole debate. But that didn't mean who you thought, say, prevailed or was more successful in presenting. I thought it was very important to break it up in ways that I did not, you know, follow all of his, let's call them false leads. You know, I had my slides arranged in a certain sequence to be an instruction. I mean, it was like a tutorial on how to deal with this issue.
And the PowerPoint presentations were excellent. Even the video you had there. And, you know, I know this because I traveled a lot to Ireland and to northern countries. Germany was an exchange student.
Yeah.
And we would go the fast route, not the direct straight. If it was flat, we went up through the polar region and came down because it was quicker that way. And I'll never forget seeing the northern pole and seeing how it was round, and then coming down in Shannon Airport, it was like going into another world. Everything was bright green, vegetation everywhere, and the people were friendly. And even London, you remember the days, Jim, back in London, so many, the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life, and the pubs were full of these gorgeous red hair, blondes, and now it's just overrun with invaders, unfortunately.
I know. It's really strange. JP, thanks on all counts, my friend. Keep up those great reports. Show. Keep up those great reports. John in Michigan. John, join the conversation.
It's been a wonderful, it's been a wonderful show, Jim. First hour and also having callers you've had, it's been so informative. Lauren, I'm just calling to compliment her. I think she's very wise spirit.
She was spectacular.
Yes. And people just, she's, and I just want everyone out there to know that she has history with this radio network, RBN. I believe she's had some time that she was a host for a show back in the day when John Stantmiller was here still. So this lady is very sharp. She's a former pharmaceutical some association there, so she knows the ins and outs of that corrupt entity. And
very smart, very articulate, very passionate, impressive.
Always. So just appreciate what she has to say, folks, because she's been there and done it. So it's not something that she's just crossed off her bucket list. She's already did it. She should be someone that would be, if she would want to, because I think she's a nationalist, which is perfect. We all are. We just haven't gotten it back. But be involved with any cabinet if Trump was involved, or as an advisor or consultant.
Yeah.
Because she could really lay out the whole program of the industry.
Yeah, she kind of reminds me a bit of Candace Owens, yes.
Right, because she is a black lady, and she's very smart. So
very savvy. There you go. Very savvy.
Yeah, I agree. For all the bases of, does she deserve it?
John, excellent.
God bless you.
Thank you for the call. Tom, I see you're back here. Tom, go ahead. Let's put you in, Tom. We got you cut off. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to finish real quickly that, Lauren was a great call, but, you know, I think Caitlin Clark, by her leaving the league, I think that would be detrimental to the black women in that league that she's making money for, but I really don't give a darn, but that's just
role. You're talking about Caitlin Clark?
Yes, yes.
And what were you saying, Tom? I didn't quite get the point you were making. Say it again.
Well, Lauren was saying that that she should do another job like
that. Oh, yeah. Right. Like the Harlem Globetrotters, yeah.
Well, she's a star in the league right now, and she's broke a couple records, I guess, we're getting ready to.
Yeah, she's a superstar. They should go with a flow. I find this so disgusting. I just have my contempt for the players who are beating up on her. These racist women who have no brains at all to understand she's their gravy ticket. She's their Tiger Woods. She's a superstar. They ought to be nurturing her and praising her. I mean, not beating her up and knocking her down. I'm disgusted by it, Tom. Disgusted.
Well, these black women got to realize it was a white man who invented the game. It's like baseball and football. When these black people are going to realize they didn't invent nothing. Okay? So they need to stop their rhetoric and their racial nonsense. But here we go with this, Jim. I want to get to the beepers, the pagers,
yeah,
they're called. Or beepers,
yeah, go ahead. Not, right.
Well, listen, they already said how Mossad was actually making these. Can you imagine the repercussions of this, Jim, worldwide? This could be a worldwide repercussion event. I think it's going to be devastating for the world. Okay? It's not going to be good. Have you ever seen the movie The Kingsman, Jim?
Jim? Tom, I don't believe I have. Tell us about it.
It stars Colin Frist. It's a great movie. I advise everybody in RBN to watch the original Kingsman with Colin Frist. And at the end, when they blow up everybody's head, when they put the chip inside the heads of all these people because they have a virus and they blow up their heads. It's one of the greatest endings of all time in Hollywood.
Oh, my.
I love it. It's called The Kingsman.
Oh, my.
I think you'll really enjoy it, Jim. Michael Caine's in the movie. Michael Caine. So
yeah, I'd like him. He's a great actor.
Yeah, but anyway, Jim. Now let's go. What I really want to talk about.
Thanks, Tom. Yes, thanks, Tom. Jim, thanks.
Jim, it's happening again. Guess what? It's happening again. Alabama, they're bringing illegal aliens here. Illegal aliens in Alabama. And Tommy Tuberville, the senator, said no way. And Caden Britt said, no way. You're going to take in. I say, Jim, everybody got to call 202-224-3121 and tell their congressmen, their senators, we want to get
no
all
way.
Illegal aliens back to their country or to Delaware. I say to Delaware.
This is the greatest threat in American history. Right here, the Biden-Harris administration are imposing it on us. Damn them. Damn them. Tom,
right
I'm
on.
With you. I'm
right
with
on.
You all. Hey, Laura in Michigan, join the conversation, Laura. Are you there?
What time is it?
Laura, are you there? Sean in Hawaii. Sean, if Laura's missing, Sean in Hawaii, Sean, join the conversation.
Hello, Professor. I've been trying to call and I couldn't get in. I just wanted to say something about that debate.
Sure.
I really feel that Trump, instead of talking about eating cats and dogs, he should have just been very frank with the situation and said, every intelligence officer who's well-trained, who has multiple languages, who has a means to hurt us, is in this country now. By bending over and just letting any immigration of any man over here, I mean, it's almost like a gullible, childlike mind to act like this is going to be okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I agree. I agree, Sean. It's obviously insane. It's obviously destructive. It's obviously going to damage America. So why in the hell would they ever embrace it unless they want those consequences?
I think that they think that they can rule through chaos. I mean, we're almost at going at full-on war. And I really think that this NATO war is more about BRICS. And I want to say something. There's another BRICS meeting next month. I believe that NATO is going to attack them and make it look like a terrorism. But NATO, what it is, they're leaving the dollar. They are literally walking away. The Russian stock market, no more dollars, no more euros.
Right.
I mean,
right. We brought it on ourselves, Sean. We brought it on ourselves. We have so abused the financial system, all the sanctions were really the bottom line that really led to the emphasis on BRICS. All the countries are turning to BRICS. We are going to pay for it. And it has to do with the utter incompetence of these administrations, utter incompetence.
I really feel if they take this election, we're not going to have freedom of speech anymore.
Yeah.
Shows like this, it will cease to exist. Look,
Sean,
the Ukrainians are literally, they got a hit team on people trying to stop a war we can't win. I mean, these people are out of their minds.
Yes.
Okay, I'll let you take another call. Thank
good,
you.
Good,
Great
good
show.
Call.
Love your show.
Good call, Sean.
Bye-bye.
James in Vancouver. James, join the conversation. James, are you there?
Yes, if you want to know where people are, you simply ask the NSA. They know where Trump is, regardless how many body doubles you have. The NSA is on everybody, and then they've got the satellites in orbit, which actually take pictures, as we know. Go to
And James, what I get is Homeland Security is telling the FBI where it is so they can arrange the assassins.
Yeah,
it's that bad.
Of course. Yeah, because they're all having their milk and cookies, 17 agencies. They're all jealous of Trump because they're really kind of, beta males. And this is the emotional issue. But the country needs a leader, and they can't be leaders, those alphabet agencies, because they are beta males, you see?
Yeah.
So this is the way it goes. Back to you.
Yeah. Good. James, thanks.
Nice call. See you later. Bye.
Miles in Maine. Miles, join the conversation.
Yeah, James, with what you just mentioned about Homeland Security or whoever's sharing that information, isn't that illegal?
Sure, of course it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We got traitors running these agencies. We got traitors in the White House. I mean, it's outrageous.
Well, they need to, there's recommendations for that, and there's been laws allocated for that, and somebody needs to enforce those laws.
You got an attorney general who is rotten to the core. He doesn't care about the Constitution. He cares about Israel. That's his first and foremost, and he wants to destroy Trump. That's Merrick Garland for you. What a POS.
Okay, that's where the Congress and Senate come in. Now, back to this Caitlin Clark issue. You know, it made me rekindle. I think it was one of the Ayn Rand books, maybe The Fountainhead. And the men of the minds, when they got like this, if you recall, the men of the minds just left the communities. They left society. I think if this is how it's going to be, all the white players, all the white movie stars, all the white businesses and everybody should just leave and leave it to them.
Yeah.
Leave them to their own demise. Withdraw from the entire society and watch how empty this society will be without white people and equal rights for white people now. I mean, apparently they're not getting equal rights.
Yeah,
they say they got all this privilege.
Right.
Is that part of the white privilege?
There is no white privilege. And whites believed in fair play anyway from the beginning. There's only black privilege and minority privilege and all this other DEI privilege. It's outrageous, Miles. Outrageous.
Well, to sit there and be the official making these calls, What a heel he must be, or she must be.
Officials, deserve to be quartered. It's outrageous. Outrageous.
Yeah. Well, like I said, that's the only protest that will be listened to. Of all the protests in the 60s and everything like that.
She's a big draw. Go with it. Yeah. Miles, thanks. Thanks. Frank in New York. Frank, join the conversation, friend.
Hey, Jim, yesterday you were talking about Hillary having, you know, she's like royalty. Nothing's going to happen to her. People forget, Jim, back when Bill Clinton was president, he hired a guy named Craig Livingstone, okay, to be head of security at the White House. That's when they broke into the FBI files. A lot of people remember it maybe as Filegate, okay? They went in there, they got all of these files on. There's different ranges from 400 to 900 politicians. And that's what, you know, they've got their dirt on these people. And Hillary and Bill, they could go down to Jeffrey's Island. They can do everything they want. They can, well, actually kill people, basically. And, you know, it's kind of funny, Jim, when they wanted to find out who hired Craig Livingstone, okay, everybody thought it was Hillary, which it probably was. But they came out and told us it was Vince Foster, who was dead. And they had not got Vince Foster. If a lot of people remember that, that was a joke. They threw him out in the park there. They laid him down. The blood was running up his face instead of down at an angle that it should have.
Yeah.
I mean, the Clintons are brutal. They get away with everything. But if you got more callers, Jim, I'll just jump off right now.
Frank, I do agree. I do agree. Thank you. Laura in Michigan, glad to get you back. Glad to get you on.
It wasn't the guy who shot at Donald Trump on the golf course. Maybe Pakistani? Did I hear that?
I couldn't quite hear the words. Laura,
the
say it again.
The man who shot at President Trump, was he Pakistani?
No, he was American. He was a CIA asset. He was a POS. He was really a shabby guy. He was trained at Fort Benning. It appears he had 70 criminal offenses, but never punished for them. It's outrageous. Wow. This guy was an asset, Laura. This guy was a CIA asset.
I'm glad somebody else is thinking about the Strategic Oil Reserve. Finally coming up with thinking about that. We need to think about it.
I don't know if you're too close to the mic, but I'm having a lot of trouble making out your words today. Say more.
I'll get back to it.
Yeah, better. Go ahead.
I'm just glad somebody else is thinking about the Strategic Oil Reserve.
Yes. And the cost of oil is low, but they can't fill it because they don't have any money because they've so squandered and mucked up the budget. I mean, these people are as incompetent and they're misguided. Laura, call tomorrow. I'll get you on longer time. Meanwhile, everyone, spend as much time with your family, your friends, and people you love and care about, because we truly do not know how much time we have left. And support RBN.